Once upon a time, in a far, far away town, there were two childhood best friends. They liked to travel. They always went out into the wilderness to have adventures every single night. Their parents didn't like it because they thought it's dangerous. But they didn't listen. They did it anyways. One day, they got lost in the forest. They found a piano. And this is the story of the magic piano.
I'm awake!
A teenage boy named Chris yelled out.
It's time for me to go out and explore with my friend.
He whispered. He went downstairs and found his parents eating.
And where do you think you're going, young man?
His dad asked him. Chris's dad was from a Spanish-speaking country, so he didn't speak English that well.
I have to go on an adventure with my friend, Mom and Dad. Don't try to ruin my life.
Not going anywhere, mister. It is dangerous out there. Don't you dare to go out there, especially in the middle of the night.
His mother said.
Sorry, but it's my life and I get to choose my paths.
Crunch, crunch, crunch sound the leaves when Chris and his friend Jordan step on them. Hey Chris, you sure you know where we're going? It seems we're lost and I'm a bit worried. Jordan worried because he didn't even trust Chris. Chris always got him in trouble and got him lost. He didn't even want to go until he got convinced by Chris. There were some trees that looked like cherry blossom trees. The leaves were falling, the wind was blowing hard, and there was a piano there alone. It was different from everything. There was no reason for it to be there. Chris sat on it and was about to play the piano.
What are you doing? Jordan asked Chris. You're crazy. What if it's like a cursed piano, you know, from the video games and comics?
What I know is that we could get chopped into pieces or even die because of this piano in an odd place. Jordan said, worried.
Such a scaredy cat. Nothing's gonna happen.
Chris started playing the piano. Nothing happened when suddenly Chris saw something.
Wait. Whoa, what's that?
To be continued.
Wait, whoa, what's that?
Chris exclaimed.
I knew it! It was haunted after all, Jordan said as he was proud of himself for being smart.
Wow, it's so beautiful,
Chris said, surprised. Well, I have to admit, it is kind of an eye-catching thing. Jordan had to admit, it looked like magic. It was flowing around everywhere like the wind, but with pictures of stuff flying around everywhere. The wind was blowing hard everywhere. There were sparkles. The pinkish colored trees looked so bright and beautiful. The wind was blowing the trees' hair. Me and Jordan's hair and clothes were flowing with the wind. Wow, I never imagined there was something so magnificent. But I recommend we go before we get into any other trouble. As long as I know, we could come back another time. Let's go, Jordan said.
But what about the piano? We can't just leave it here. We have to do something about it.
Chris was worried about what would happen to the piano.
Well, we're just teenagers. We can't do anything about it. Well, unless we tell people.
For now, we could just, I don't know, try to block the way and say it's private lands, Jordan explained.
I know. Why not make a club with friends? Then with a club, we have more chances of keeping the piano safe. We can build over it and make a clubhouse and keep a lookout.
Chris told Jordan.
I heard something hide. Quickly.
Go on the lookout now. I heard something here. Somebody must find the piano. If somebody does, the magic piano seeker will go out. But only the chosen people could play it. As for not the chosen people, when they play it, they will go into their minds and feel like they're falling, and the notes, they sound like playing a piano underwater. They get stressed, and it will stop when they stop playing the notes, and...
To be continued! Wanna know what the mystery person will say? Go to the Magic Piano 4, coming to Anchor soon!
And after they stop playing the keys, they will faint. And when they awake, they will spread the rumors, and then this whole thing will awake the spirits and will make them mad, causing the whole area to possibly break down. And the chosen people are the only ones who can save them.
Said the mystery person.
Hey! We are the chosen people! Well, me, no, but I can still do it!
Jordan screamed out loud.
I may not be chosen, but I can make myself, because I won't give up until I'm chosen. I will fight with Chris even if I have to die.
Jordan shoved the mystery person, causing them to fall. And Jordan sat down on the seat, and he started playing. He started feeling the thing, but he didn't give up. He did it and did it until everything started to blow. It was like a super strong wind. Everybody got blown away, but Jordan didn't care. He didn't give up.
I will fight until I will be able to do it.
Jordan screamed while fighting the super hard winds. And then there was an explosion. Every part of the ground was breaking apart and floating everywhere. Chris got to Jordan by jumping on the floating ground parts.
Are you crazy, dude? You're not chosen. You could die. The whole ground is falling apart.
Chris said to Jordan. And then Jordan was doing it. He made himself be chosen. Then the spirits came out of the piano again and danced everywhere, around and around, when suddenly a giant spirit that looked like a majestic creature came out of the piano and said,
I am the king of the spirits, and you two are the chosen ones. I will tell you everything. The queen got captured by some evil beings, ruled by their king, King Julio. He once was a proud child from my kingdom until his crush chose me over him because I was the older one and closest to the throne, and he wanted her. So he got the queen captured and soon to be his. If he and the queen get married, he will be the strongest in the universe and will destroy the whole universe and make a universe of his own. Now you two must help me find the other chosen ones. There are four chosen ones, and you guys are two out of the four chosen ones. So you need to find two more people who are chosen. And you, Marcus, make your company help the chosen ones to find the other chosen ones, and also to protect the piano. Not all chosen ones use the piano, even though it's the most powerful. Now go to your home and find the chosen people. Want to know what happens then? Go to Magic Piano number 4, coming out soon to find out.